Beza Hashem, welcome everyone. We're learning Shari Tshuva and Shar Aleph Ois Tezayin, Shir number 27. We're discussing the fifth principle of Tshuva, of Daigo, worrying. We'll be seeing here the difference between Daigo, worrying, and Yogo, in grief. We begin with the fifth principle by setting down the rules that a person has to be worried. He has to be worried. Yidag v'yifchad mi'oynish av anoysof. Because if a person violated the Ratzon Hashem, he didn't do what Hashem wanted him to do, he should realize there are consequences. Mi'oynish av anoysof. There are consequences. Punishments will come because of his averus. Ki yesh avoynish atshuva toyla kaparason. V'yusum emarkin. There are certain averus a person can do that even though he does tshuva, he does not receive a complete kapara, atonement. And the suffering will come, the punishment will come, and will erase the sin, will erase the Aveiro completely. As Dovr HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ki avoyni agid edag mechatosi. My avoynos, I will speak, I will be worried, mechatosi, from the punishment that will come because of the sin that I did. So what's the difference between Yogoin, grief, and daigo, worrying? So Rabbi Yonah explains that yogoin is in the past. Yogoin, a person did an avera and he's concerned. He has grief over what he did in the past. Daigo is ala asi. Daigo is referring to the future. That's the difference between yogoin, the grief on the past. Person did an avera, he has yogoin, and daigo, he's worried of the future. In regards to the punishment that might come to the person. Now Rabbi Yonah points out another reason why the Baal Tshuva has to worry, has to have daigo. V'oid sheinis yidag. Another reason why he should be worrying. Ulai hu mekatz b'chayvus ha-tshuva v'tzar v'merirus v'tzoy m'bechi. Maybe he's doing tshuva, but his tshuva is not complete. Maybe he has to do more tshuva. And even though he felt the pain for violating the Ratzon Hashem, and he shed many tears, however, perhaps he's still falling short. Maybe the averus he committed were even worse. And he has not fulfilled his requirement compared to the averus which he did. And when the person will be weeping, while his nefesh, his soul, is fasting, when the person focuses, and this is the main point over here that we have to take out from this now, person has to realize the tremendous responsibility we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person who realizes that he has a tremendous responsibility to his master, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchei Amlochim, the King of all kings, and that the wickedness that he did by defying the Ratzon Hashem, all of the tshuva that the person does and all of the mitzvahs that the person does, he shouldn't think, oh, I did enough, that's all I have to do. They should seem insufficient to him, and he should be moisif and add more. These are the words of Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning here of Ois Tes Zayin. I do want to point out that we're discussing very high levels of tshuva, and a person should never let the Yetzirah get to him. When a person does an avera, ein sadik baras asher yaseh tov v'leyechteh, we're going to make mistakes. We should remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this wonderful gift, a gift of tshuva, a gift to wake up the next morning to say, Ma'ida ani lefanecha, Moida'ani, I admit to you, I thank you, and I admit I will do better today. In the way a person wants to go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lead that person. This heavy topic Rabbi Yonah is telling us here is that we shouldn't feel, okay, I did tshuva, I pounded my chest, slach lo avinu ki chatonu mechalonu kinu makenu ki fashanu, and that's enough. Rabbi Yonah is reminding us that we have responsibilities to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we fall short in those responsibilities, we have to make sure, for our benefit, we do a proper tshuva.